Welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I'm your host, Blakely Ramsey, and the goal of this podcast is to discuss all things personal development, wellness, and the art of editing your life in an elevated way. From mastering morning routines to mastering your mindset, we're going to sift through the noise and empower you to take elevated action. Make sure you catch the show notes for all the details. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I know I normally give y'all a short and sweet episode on a Friday, but I'm just going to go ahead and give you a heads up that this one might be a little bit longer than usual because I got a lot to say on this one, okay? We are going to talk about the who, not the how, of launching a company. So as of the day this podcast episode airs on February 21st, 2025, it is going to be the Friday before the launch of the Elevated Edit Co. on February 24th, 2025. I am so excited. I feel like it has been the longest journey and the craziest dash to the finish line all in one. It has been such an experience, a humbling experience. I have learned so much. I'm a completely different person than I was before, and I am so excited to share everything with all of you. So the Elevated Edit Co., I haven't formally made like an official announcement. So here's just a little blurb, and then we're going to get back to the episode because today's episode is going to be so good. Okay, so the Elevated Edit Co. is a systems and habits coaching company. And how I came up with the idea for this was through my own journey of struggle and lack of clarity and lack of my own voice and lack of just feeling confident with myself and stopping like comparing myself to everyone else. And I just went through so much. And once I figured out how to get to the other side and how to like bring more joy and abundance and happiness back into my life and be present for my people and be present for myself and still be that like high achieving, multi-passionate woman that I want to be. Like once I figured out how to sync all that up, I was like, oh, we got to give this to the world. And when you say systems and habits to someone like in person, you can just see their eyes glaze over. They're like, oh, this is about to be boring. But my mission is to make systems and habits so irresistible because I know the power that they have, because I want other women to like wake up in the morning and be like, man, I love my life. I feel good about myself. I feel good about my family. I feel good about my contribution. Like I just feel good. I feel joyful. I feel abundant. My life feels effortless. Yes, there's problems. There's always going to be problems, but I can look at the gain and I can learn lessons from every, you know, setback, every negativity. And I have the mindset of someone who is able to pivot quickly and bounce back quickly because I have those systems and I have those habits to fall back on when I don't have my willpower. And so that is, you know, the mission of the Elevated Edit Co. I have already brought a few women into the beta program and already they're like, Blakely, this is good. Like you can tell it's not what they expected at all. And they're like, we already see such a massive difference. Our life just feels better. Like we didn't know life could like feel good. And nothing else has changed really, honestly, except a couple mindset tweaks at this point. Like the whole first part of the Elevated Success Accelerator, which is going to be the flagship program, it's all about just a couple mindset shifts. And it's so good. So I've got the Elevated Success Accelerator. That's going to be the flagship program. And then I've got a couple other different products, a couple different coaching programs. And I just have such a mission and a vision for this company. It's going to be wild. I'm so excited. But I could not launch this company without doing an episode about the who, not the how. Because I feel like when I launch it, a lot of people are going to look at it and go, how did she do that? Like, how did she, you know, set that up or know to do that? Or it wasn't a how, it was a who. I have a whole team of people who have helped me in ways that many of them might not even realize it, but this has definitely been a group effort. I feel like my contribution to this has been about 10%, and that might be generous. Like, I am such a small portion of this vision, and my hope is that I continue to be even a smaller portion, because there's people out there that are way smarter than me, that are way more talented than me, that are way more creative than me. And like, I want those people on my team, and I want them to be the spotlight. Like, I know my limits and I know my zone of genius, and I want to stay in my zone, and I want to let other people shine. So that's my vision for the company. With that, I want to give one little disclaimer, because I've mentioned my virtual assistant before on this show, and I did end up having to let my virtual assistant go. A lot of different things. They didn't necessarily do anything wrong, but I initially, when I onboarded with this company, I was given this one virtual assistant, and he later on assigned me to one of his virtual assistants on his team, and then she assigned me to someone on her team. You know, it's a little pyramid schemey, and they were great, but the person that I got assigned to, like three people down, she was so smart and so talented, but every single morning she would come to me and say, how do you want me to do this? How do you want this to look? How do you want this worded? And I kept telling her, I was like, girlfriend, you are so much better at this than me. Like, I don't know half of the stuff. I don't have the eye that you have. I'm not as creative as you are. Like, I want you to just do it. And then if I see edits that I want to make, I'll be like, hey, next time, can we try like tweaking this and this and this? But I can't tell you what I want you to do, because I don't have the vision like you have. Like, I trust you and I have confidence in you, and I need you to have confidence in yourself. Like, I want you to take it and run with it. And she just never like could get that mindset down. And, you know, part of me was like, well, I just need to keep her on because I really do need an assistant and blah, 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 blah. But what I have seen as I have been studying, you know, small businesses and entrepreneurs and different books and podcasts I've been listening to the last couple of months is that if you keep C players on your team, it will repel away the A players. And if an A player does happen to end up on your team, they won't stay for long, because A players want to be around other A players. And I want A players on my team because I want to one day own a self-managing company. I want to one day be like such a tiny portion of the company that people go, oh, wait, who is this Blakely girl? And they're like, oh, she's the owner. Like, I want to be an afterthought because all of these other talented people are the spotlight. And I just knew with that vision in mind that someone coming to me every single morning and saying, Blakely, what do you want this to look like? Blakely, what do you want this to say? Blakely, like, I was like, we just got to nip that in the bud just right up front. And so I certainly have plans to hire later on in the year, but I want to be very intentional about who I hire, because I do have such a specific vision and a specific mission. And I don't want that to be interrupted just because I'm desperate for help. So I wanted to put that disclaimer out there, be very transparent about the fact that I did let go of my virtual assistant. So it is just me full time on the team right now, but I'm about to take you behind the scenes of who else has helped with this. It hasn't been easy to be so specific like that. Like, I want self-managing people, but I do. Like, I want self-managing people. I want people that are smarter than me, more creative than me, wiser than me, have more knowledge than me. Like, that is what I want. And it's been setting up a company with no employees, with that mindset in the back of your head, is kind of difficult, but like, that's my goal. And like, I'm so passionate about that, that's, I just know that that is where this company is headed. So these are my current real life examples of who, not how, the launch of the Elevated Edit Co. So finances, we gotta put that one up at the front. I have told y'all before, finances are not my strong suit. I can make money all day long. But like once I get it, I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Like I just like freak out. I'm like, oh, well just, I feel like I self-sabotage. And I'm like, let me create a disaster. And then, oh, here's all this money I just made. Let me throw it towards this disaster. You know, I'm like, oh, thank goodness. Okay, that money's gone. Now I can get back to focusing on my work. Like genuinely, that is how I operate. And so I have leaned on my CPA so much in the season. And my CPA has sent me to a couple of different independent contractors who have helped me, you know, set up my LLC and set up the back end of my QuickBooks and do all the things. Like it is set up so well. It is such a fluid system. Everything is automated. Everything is gorgeous. I only have to check in on it like once a month. And I literally have to go in and click a few buttons. Like everything is so automated. It is stunning. And I also have a who on my list for later this year. It is two female founders. They own a wealth management company. And the way that they look at wealth management is so inspirational to me. And as soon as I've got like a certain, you know, income that I need to get to before they even like accept you. And so they are on my vision board for 2025, because I'm like, I need to get these girls in my life because they know money and I don't, and I need them to tell me what to do. So my CPA, such a lifesaver. I mean, seriously, she is gold. My CPA has actually switched in the middle of all this too. She was actually my former CPA's assistant, and he left the company, not for work-related reasons, but anyway, she is now the head honcho, and she is so phenomenal. She's so encouraging. She's so kind, which is what I need when it comes to a CPA, because when you start talking about taxes, I mean, like literally my brain just shuts down, and she's been so great. I could not have done any of this without her. And she's had to stay on my back too. You want to talk about me procrastinating? I procrastinated some of the stuff up until the last minute, and she'll call me and be like, girl, I need this right now. I'm like, yes, ma'am, I'm on it. Something else that I have outsourced a lot is creative work. I do consider myself a fairly creative person. However, I knew I had so much going on in the background that I needed help. I mean, just flat out, I needed help. And I've outsourced a lot of little things like lead magnets and different things like that. But the big thing that I outsourced was the Elite Clarity Workbook. And I'm so excited for y'all to see this workbook. It's something, so I started working on this workbook like 6 months ago before I even knew I was going to start the Elevated Edit Co. And it's had a couple of different iterations throughout its life. But in December, I finalized the framework behind it. And I mean, I'm so proud of it. It's so good. And so I had this just Google Doc, like 60 pages of just kind of like, it was organized, but I'm like, this isn't something that people are going to want to buy and work through. Like, yes, the information was super impactful, but I'm like, how do I make this just so stunning? And so I found this girl, her name is Danielle. And when I tell you, Danielle is, I'm just blown away at her. Like, I literally told her, I ended up paying her extra because I was like, you are not charging enough. Like, you're so good. Y'all, this workbook is so stunning. It is, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. She took my content and she made it come to life. Oh, it's gorgeous. And so she would send me
an edited copy, and then I would go in and like work on some framework stuff and then send it back to her, and like she would work on the creative. And then we both kind of had this co-idea of doing an entire, there's an entire podcast within this workbook. So 15 episodes that are kind of like mini coaching sessions within this workbook. And as you go through the workbook, the podcast episodes kind of progress with you. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. I spent probably way more time than I should have on that workbook, but wow, it is a stunning work of art. I'm so proud of it. And I could not have done it without her, because she genuinely brought my vision to life in a way that I never could. Like, her eye for design is insane. She needs to be working at Vogue or Forbes or some like some big publication. Like, she is phenomenal. And she's done a couple other things for me too. She's done a lot of my lead magnets and different things like that. But Danielle, shout out. She was great. If you ever need creative work done, shoot me a DM at the Blakely Ramsey and I will send you her contact. She's phenomenal. My personal life, my poor husband, y'all. He has definitely been a who in all of this. He has stepped up in more ways than I could have ever asked. He has focused on like handling a lot at home so I could be super present in my business. Like, I'm not joking. I will just like lock my office door, and he has cleaned the house. He has cooked dinner. He has done the Walmart delivery. Like, he has done pretty much everything for the last 2 months. And so huge, huge shout out to him. And then he also took all of the pictures for the website and my branding. I booked a stay at the Haywood, and he just followed me around with a camera and snap, 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 snap. He did such a good job. I'm so proud of him. I had to give him a shout out in this episode. And then this is the biggie, and I talked about my coaches before, but I cannot express to you enough in the growth and strategy portion how important it was for me to be in proximity with people who had already done this. They have already done it. They've messed up 1,000 times. They've lost a lot of money. And so when I came to them with my ideas, they helped me refine it. They helped me refine my ads, my messaging, my website copy, my all of it. I mean, truly, when I committed to investing the money, I was kind of sick about it. But now I'm like, wow, that collapse time. Like, it, I probably would have been looking at like a 2026 launch. I'm not joking, if it weren't for me hiring my coaches. And so like ads, sales, messaging, all of that has been so refined, and it's so good, but it has nothing to do with me. Like, I'm not joking you. I have been on Voxer all week long with Meredith back and forth, just sending her the, like, I created a script for my ad, and so I sent it to her, and she was like, okay, that's a good start, but like, swap around this and this and this, and then send it back to me. And so I'd send it back to her, and she was like, okay, move this up here and take that out. And so like all week long, we've been Voxering, Voxering, Voxering. And then yesterday, well, actually she sent it yesterday, and I woke up to it this morning. She was like, okay, I think you can go record an ad. And I was like, stop it. No way. We finally got here. And so as of the time that I am recording this, I just launched my first real ad, like not a boosted post. I launched a real ad, and it's so much harder than you would ever imagine if you've never like launched a real ad and like had specific audiences and all the things. But wow, it's been a wild ride, and I'm so thankful for her. I'm thankful for my sales coaches, and it's just been phenomenal. They have helped me. They are specifically, one coach is an ads coach and one coach is sales. But when I tell you, they have helped me in every kind of way they possibly could. It's been so amazing surrounding myself with women who are so open and willing to share all of their behind the scenes and all of their secrets. And that's why I want to be as transparent as I can on this podcast, because even if you get like one little bit of information out of this that can help you, like, I want to pass that along to you. And then I want you to turn around and pass it along to someone else. Like, that's why I always, yes, I want the podcast to grow, but that's why I always, at the end of the episodes, I'm like, if you got anything out of this, could you please share it with someone? Because I want us to just keep building each other up. Keep building each other up. Because I love it. That's how we all grow. And then the final piece is actually going to start next week. So I'm excited, but I'm really nervous because I feel like I've kind of been hiding behind, okay, I'm getting ready for the launch. I'm getting ready for the launch. And then like after Monday, the company is launched. At that point, it is about refinement and revisions and expansion. And that, y'all just heard my voice crack a little bit. That makes me a little nervous because, the thought of like putting myself out there and opening myself up to criticism it's still hard. I mean, I've done so much work on it, but it's still challenging. I mean, you always are going to care, you know, a little bit about what other people think. And just the thought of expanding and the visibility that I'm wanting, that I need for this company in order to, you know, in order for it to grow into what I'm envisioning, it's kind of scary to know that you're going to put yourself in front of that many people and, you know, be open to that kind of criticism. But I'm willing to do it because I think so many women need to get this message that their life can feel effortless. And so I have hired a team. It is not a single team. I have pieced together a team to handle podcast outreach and press releases. So I am wanting to be a guest on some specific podcasts, and these podcasts are not easy to get on. And so they are helping me craft messages to, and they're, you know, getting contact information and helping me reach out to the right people. And then on the press release side, that is something that's kind of new to me, like the whole PR thing. I am like branding marketing pretty savvy, but PR is kind of a new world for me. And so they're helping me craft. I'm almost done with my press release. That's been something that's been really challenging for me just because I've never done one before. And they've helped me with like the pitch and then where I need to send it to, and crafting each specific message for each place that I'm sending the press releases. I mean, there's really so much that goes into it. And I, as soon as I started digging into it, I was like, absolutely not. Like, I've got to hire somebody to help me with this. And I just hired someone freelance. And so, you know, they're not like a full-time or anything like that. And same with the podcast outreach. I just hired a freelancer and they're both just helping me with podcast outreach and press releases and PR and visibility. So that's really exciting. I will definitely keep y'all posted on that. They have not, we've started on like, obviously we're refining the messaging right now, but we haven't put anything out. So I am still a little unsure of what that process is going to look like, but I'm happy to share that in a future episode and give you an update on how that goes. It might end up being a complete flop and a waste of time, but we'll see. It's worth a try. And all of this has just really, this whole season of life has shown me that surrounding myself with people who are like maybe a year or two ahead of where I want to be, even a couple of months, is so impactful because being around the right people has truly collapsed time for me. This could have taken a year or maybe even two if I tried to do it all by myself. But having the right people around me, the right coaches, the right mentors, the right CPA, the right, you know, Danielle, like my creative, like all the stuff, it literally has collapsed time for me. And it has shown me that I don't need to figure everything out by myself. I just need to find the right people, the right team, the right strategy, and lean on them because, like I said, they're way better than I could ever be, for sure. That is why one of my first hires, And this could completely change when I actually get the company up and going and I kind of see where the weak spots are. But for right now, my first hire is hopefully an operations manager because I would love someone to just come in. And I feel like I've set up a pretty good back-end system for them, but I want someone to come in and whip me in shape and be like, okay, girl, you're going to do it my way now. And I'm going to be like, absolutely. Tell me what to do. Like, I am very coachable. And so I want someone who's going to boss me around a little bit and tell me what to do. I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive for someone who's launching a company, but I just want to be surrounded by people who are better than me. And if that means me hiring an operations manager who might make more than I do in the company, then that's what's going to happen. So I am really excited to just dive into that. We'll see how that plays out. Y'all know I will keep y'all posted on all of the things, all the good, all the bad, all the ugly. Because yeah, that's how we can help each other grow, is just being super transparent. So if you are kind of in this season, even if it's like not just business, maybe personal, like you're like, okay, wait, maybe I need to figure out my who and not my how. I've got a couple quick tips for you to just get started. Maybe like get the wheels turning. Number one, audit your time. Look at your weekly task. What are you doing that someone else could or should be handling? Start small. You do not need to have a full team overnight. Start by outsourcing one thing that drains your energy. And the beautiful thing about 2025 is you don't have to spend a ton of money to outsource anymore. There's all kinds of freelancers. You can look on Fiverr. There's all kinds of websites. You can get on Facebook. You can hire like a high schooler. There's so many different options. If funds are low right now, there are still ways you can outsource. You might have to get a little creative, and they might only be able to work like a couple hours a week, but just start small and think, like, really hone in on what is the one thing that drains your energy, and maybe like have someone pick that up for you. Just a thought. And then number three, invest in guidance. Find a mentor, a coach, or a community that pushes you forward faster. I will say this as someone who 2 months ago would have laughed at people who paid what I paid for coaching this year, the investment is worth it. You will become the person who invests that kind of money in coaching. And when I say that, I mean, when you wake up in the morning, you will go, okay, I invested this amount of money in coaching. I'm serious. Like, I'm going to take this serious. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be disciplined, because something in me believed in me. I don't believe in the coaches. Something in me believed in me, because you know you can do it. You know what you're capable of. And so just keep that in mind. If like a coach kind of comes across your social media feed, or if you hear like you're, you know, at a networking event, or even just talking to friends, and you hear like a coach come up and you hear the price and you're like, oh, I would never spend that. Just maybe like give yourself like a second moment to think about it and be like, well, you know what? Actually, maybe that would be like the push that I need, because I know I can do it. Because I know you can. You just need to know that you can. So if you were in a season of doing everything yourself, I challenge you to think about the who, not the how. That is why I wanted to pull back the curtains completely, because I wanted y'all to see how none of this could be possible without my who's. They were there for me. They held my hand. They guided me. They were brutally honest. They told me when something looked terrible. They told me when something sounded terrible. They told me when I needed to get my BOI report filing to them. They were on top of what I needed to get done. And I would not have gotten certain stuff done if it weren't for those people. I'm forever grateful, so thankful. There's other people too that, you know, didn't get an official shout out, who have given me ideas and strategies and pep talks and you got this and I'm so proud of you. I mean, it's been such an emotional time, but I am so excited for this to come out into the world, not just because of me, but like because of all the women that I know it's going to be impacted, like who are going to be impacted by this. It really is. It's going to be so powerful. And I think women owning their confidence and owning their power and like owning their voice is something that 2025, like that's 2025 energy. That's something that's so needed. So yeah, with that, I got on my soapbox there for a second, y'all. Sorry that this one, wow. Okay. This is not a short and sweet episode. I'm sorry about that. But that's it. On Monday, the company is launching the Elevated Edit Co. So I am going to launch the company, I think around mid-morning. So you will hear about it first on the podcast. You know, I got to tell y'all first. Podcast comes out at 7. I'm going to tell you all the juicy details. And then everybody else gets to hear about it. Okay. So, you know, y'all always get first dibs on info. So I will see you on Monday. It's going to be an exciting day. I'm going to have to think of some kind of goodie just for you for showing up and listening to the podcast. Oof. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to brainstorm on that. So just remember, who, not how. You'll move faster. It'll be more fun. Life will be easier. Okay. DM me on Instagram at the Blakely Ramsey and tell me what's one thing you're ready to outsource or delegate. Send this episode to someone who needs to hear it. And with that, I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and full of actionable tips. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the resources and links mentioned. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Follow us on social media for more updates and inspiration. Until next time, keep growing, glowing, and elevating your life. See you soon.